Hello, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. It's been so long. I've
It
missed it.
has. Yes, welcome
Oh.
home, Gia. Gia's been off
Oh, thank
doing
you.
the dutiful daughter kind of stuff, so we
The
missed you.
ongoing thing, yeah, for any of you out there with aging parents and stress, like I hear you, I'm with you. I thought my head was going to pop off this week at some point, but
Oh dear, dear.
I'm
Well,
intact.
and
So,
as we were saying, hospital is such a great escape from the real life woes and
it
pressures.
is, and I confess that I was like, okay, I could maybe like do a little marathon of watching stuff, but I had too much to do, so I watched, let's see, Monday and Tuesday of last week, and then I jumped ahead to today, and I feel like I got the gist.
I think you got the gist. It's possible you missed some interesting stuff.
I know, I'm sure I
I mean,
did.
there's so much to cover. So maybe we'll go with, and I'm sure we'll forget some stuff. So we apologize for that, people. But you
Yeah,
know.
well, and I think we should begin with just pointing out how right I am on a couple of things. I mean, I think we pointed it out before, but I just keep being proven right.
Fair enough,
So
Gia. Go ahead, take your victory lap.
it's really satisfactory.
I know. Seeing old Elizabeth, falling apart there.
Yep, poor Elizabeth. She looked frail today.
And there was it in yesterday's, I guess. Was it yesterday when Cam and Finn? Because
Don't
I, oh
know,
no,
because
I mean
I
Friday,
didn't watch
Friday.
that one.
Okay. Yeah, I can't. Anyway, but there was a moment where she was doing her cutting, of the paper and sort of in her little state, her trance-like state, where it did feel a little bit like one of those sort of classic psychological thrillers,
Oh yeah, okay.
I thought.
Maybe
And
I'll go
also,
back and watch it. I like those.
I think so. I mean, 'cause this storyline, while it's a bit tiresome, I guess, it has had maybe a moment or two that's been interesting. And that might have been one of those moments. And also
Like
I was,
the moment when we thought she was gonna kiss the medium, like they were gonna like have a
have their
Yeah,
be
that was
intimate with one
interesting. Yeah.
another.
Intimate. Yeah.
That would have been a fun twist. Hard
Yeah.
to explain, really, but
Really hard to explain, but it could have taken things to a whole different. Why am I always pushing for these lesbian love affairs? I don't
Well,
know.
that's it. I'm glad you
What is
pointed
that
that out,
saying
Gia.
about me?
What
I'm
if
glad you
maybe you
pointed
want some sort of a spin-off,
that. And yet you're the one shopping in the boys department at
Always.
Walmart. Yeah.
I was struggling with my men's jeggings over the weekend.
Wait, your men's jeggings? Men have jeggings?
Men, apparently, men wear those skinny tight jeans, and I bought them by mistake. And like 2 minutes after I put them on, my ass is fully exposed thanks to the elastic they put in them.
Wait, I thought you were just touting the wonders of these $11
No,
pants.
these are not the $11 pants. Those
Oh,
are my
okay.
friend, but these I bought a while ago, and I didn't want to ruin another pair of pants when I was painting, so I thought, all right, I'll put on the jeggings, and then of
Yeah,
course I got to
sure.
make a quick trip to the hardware store, and my ass is like all over the place. So
Did you not know that it was
I
in the wind
did,
or?
I'm
I
probably
did, but I
wear.
really needed to get in there.
I know, I just want some paint for crying out loud. And really, I still don't really turn any heads, so it's fine.
I do. I totally hear you because I get to a point where I'm like, what exactly is a socially acceptable line of appearance when you like you just got shit you gotta do, you know? And you're on the shelf as far as being a viable female, you
Yeah,
know, like so
definitely
who
not.
cares?
I like the expression of viable female. It's like, yeah, not only are the eggs gone, the whole
Every whole
carcass, the
package is in.
holdings, it's just done. Just done.
Was that was supposed to make you useful as a female has dried
Gone.
up and blown away. And
Yes, it has. Thank you. Yes.
along with just being comfortable ever and all that good stuff. And so at that point you're like, do I have to actually put clothes on, or can I just go out in this bathrobe and do what I need to do, you know?
Oh yeah. What's
But
the
that's
worst
frowned
that can happen?
upon. Yeah,
You
that's
know,
frowned
maybe a
upon.
town meeting perhaps.
Yeah,
People
yeah.
express their concern.
Yeah, the lady in the bathrobe at the hardware store.
She's really gone
The
around the bend
bathrobe,
that one.
yeah, might be better though than a assless chaps kind of thing that you got going on.
Yeah, maybe, but I completely understand plumbers now. I don't
I like the say the that phrase assless chaps because it's got that short A sound to, you
know.
know, like is
Yeah.
that internal rhyme? Assless
Uh-huh.
chaps.
That could be a good name for a band if you guys ever decide to
Yeah.
switch the name of your band. It would be a different type of music, I'm guessing.
I used the word ass earlier today. I was texting with my brother and we were talking about assisted living. That tells you where we're at. And I realized I was trying to hurry and I typed ass living, you know? And then I was like, ass living, ah! You know,
That's what I'm doing. My ass is living its best life. Yeah. Anywho,
oh,
back
sorry,
to
General
hospital.
Hospital, yeah.
I can't remember what we were talking about, but
We're right back at it. All right.
we're in our sweet spot.
You were talking about Elizabeth cutting up something and being frail and
Right. And
mentally
another
frail.
thing I noticed, I think, in all of that storyline, and Kevin's back, thank God.
Yeah.
And I was thinking he's got like this great sort of delivery and tone for this kind of a storyline, you know, like
Yeah.
totally like in the pocket when it comes to talking about like
In the pocket,
the
you go,
shrink
girl.
stuff. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, girlfriend.
Thanks.
We still can't pull that off, but
No,
we'll
none
keep
of it.
trying.
In spite of my love of the lesbian storyline, I can't like call you a girlfriend. It's weird. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not hurt by that.
Okay.
So there was so much else to cover. I want to go back a little bit. I don't know if you saw when Ava sort of chewed out Esme.
She got right up in her face and told her
Right up
to,
in her face. Yeah.
yeah.
That
And it
was
was that had a Will Smith moment about, you know, get those my daughter's
Yes.
name right out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did like that. I like
Yeah,
that.
that was good. Yeah, I wanted to give her kudos for another
Yeah,
great scene.
I
And
almost just yeah. It was almost like Sigourney Weaver facing the creature and
Leah.
you know, it was like that kind of strength. I was like, oh, little
Yeah.
girl, you
Yeah,
have.
and even like a psychopath like Esme knows enough to be a little bit scared, I
Yeah,
think.
she's got to like sense the power there or
Yeah.
smell the power of pheromones or whatever. It must be like, okay,
Yeah.
I can't go up against this. I can go up against. And are we about to have a reveal where Nicholas tells us that he's been working Esme all along? So I'm gonna
Well,
be.
we're certainly getting close to feeling like that's happening.
I feel like I'm gonna be pissed either way.
Yeah, I know. 'Cause I well, it's not a very well executed plan, kind of like Spencer's, you know, where.
Right, and now he's told Sam what he's doing. And I was like, wait, Sam's a Cassadine? What? No. What?
I know it's a lot, all of these things that we
Yeah.
have to sort of remember. But yeah, because I don't you think that if Spencer had looped in any of his friends, they probably could
Yes.
have played out this plan a lot more cleverly, you know?
Yes,
They
they
could
could
have
have all been
staged
in on it.
fights and stuff, you know?
Right,
So
right. Yeah.
anyway, yeah, but
I guess we wouldn't have a soap opera though if they didn't do these stupid things.
I
But
guess you're right, Chia. Yeah, I guess that's
oh, I have a moment I wanted to see if you noticed.
okay.
Okay. Chase and Brooklyn storyline. Did you notice anything that I would have really liked about that? Not a shower scene, but I would have liked that, but
Something you would have liked. Gosh, there were a
yeah,
lot. There were
a reference.
to what day was this? Are we talking about?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so last.
Like during the song performance thing when they sang her song, she and Ned did the
I don't remember, Gia. Sorry.
God, you're failing me.
Watched a lot of episodes between.
Yeah, that's true. Now. Chase mentioned something about her writing the next James Bond theme song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
You okay. can't just act like you know now. It's like that's like
no,
when you
I
say.
Do remember
that's like when
that.
We're playing Jeopardy and you're like, oh, yeah, I knew that. And
hey,
like, but
yeah,
you haven't said it out loud, you know?
Okay. All right. I'll give you that one.
Anyway, I was like, oh, that's such a fun idea.
It is. Well, we talked about that, right?
We have talked about
the best
it.
James Bond theme songs.
We have talked about it. They have to have a minor. They have to get into the bluesy notes to be, they have to be spooky, you know?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Musically, they have to have some sort of creepy element, a darkness to them.
Well, they haven't always though, right? But that's your preferred style of Bond song?
I guess I'm saying that's my preferred. Like, yeah. I think, I don't know, did Eartha Kitt do one? Am I?
I don't know. That's going back a ways, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, like my favorite is the Chris Cornell one, which has a super dark element, super dark. Like, he could sing like some song about cereal and it would sound
it would be dark.
Menacing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if Brooklyn's up to the task, but I think it's fun that they mentioned it.
Yeah, yeah, and it's good to have goals.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, and she and Chase are, I guess, in a sort of a good spot, but still she seems like she's very skittish when it comes to
him. They've really stretched out this whole like you need to just tell each other how you feel. You know, it's
Yeah, she knows how he feels, but it seems like she's just afraid, you know? She's just looking for ways to, like, find other stuff to put between them.
Right.
So, you know,
it doesn't make sense. But, that was the other thing I wanted to mention is that, like, how psyched would you be if you were a little kid and that were your birthday party with all the grown-ups?
Not very.
I mean, come on! That was so weird.
I know, poor little Leo.
With the song, and that's it. And the adults are drinking beer and wine. There's no, like, pin the tail on the donkey or...
It seems like they would have, like, gone to the aquarium or something, right?
I understand, like, okay, maybe he doesn't have a lot of friends his own age or something, but at least a few activities that were aimed at his interests.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So weird. But he was still cute, though.
He was cute, and he did a good job with his poem. I don't know why they had to put so much pressure on him to recite a poem.
For the storyline.
It still seemed mean.
Yeah.
But he did a good job. And it was a very solid poem. You know, it was a good choice.
Did you like Ned and Chase singing the song?
Well, you know, it was a little weird, I thought, for them to be singing it sort of together. It's, you know, it wasn't like lyrically, it seemed a little like a, you know, strange mix, but you know, I like seeing those two guys.
What do you mean?
It seemed like it was more like a romantic duet sort of, you know?
Oh, so it should have been a woman, not.
Or, you know, like, well, obviously it would have been great if it could have been Brooklyn and Chase singing it, you know?
Do you think that actor, I'm going to call her actor, really can't sing, or that's just not in her, you know, kit bag of things? So they come up with this whole.
Did we
ever see her sing early?
I don't remember a little bit. It seems like so many of these actors on the show and on soaps in general are sort of double or triple threats, right?
Right, because they've, you know, done Broadway or off-Broadway or whatever. Yeah, but I'm just wondering, like, why they made such an effort to have her be injured and, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, Gia.
She had that written into the contract with the Blazers.
Maybe. Yeah. We're starting to see her a bit more, right? She's not hiding behind as much.
Yeah, she was actually wearing, like, a blouse today, but I don't see her moving towards a t-shirt anytime soon.
And still, not much color. It's mostly just black.
Yeah, black and white, yeah.
Yeah. We had a lot of the whole Nina, Wiley, blah, blah, blah stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking one of the reasons why that's tiresome and pointless to me is that, you know, it's just, it's, it seems like they're putting so much importance on this like relationship between Nina and Wiley, but it doesn't ring true. And I was thinking, like, you know, if Nina was really more visibly sort of batshit crazy, then it would make more sense that Michael and Willow want to keep her away from Wiley, right?
Yeah, right.
But as it is, you know, she hasn't shown that much, you know, bad behavior, really.
She's shown some, you know, serious errors in judgment.
Right,
well, right. The baby stealing thing from a while back, that's yeah. bad.
Yeah, yeah, if we're gonna, I mean, it seems like they forget so much, you know, from one year to the next.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I was
thinking, but yeah, you know, since then.
Yeah, she's been sort of like, she's had a successful career, you know.
Right, right, yeah.
And her family, like, you know, Maxie and Britt still haven't, like, completely written her off as, you know,
yeah.
a waste of time. And then I thought on Nina's, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, again, it's all kind of in service of the storyline, which I think is just moving to the big reveal that Willow is her daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
More so than about the, mm-hmm. at this point, it seems right. like.
Yeah, it just seems
which will
like
be on the stand somehow.
Along the way, wouldn't it, you know, especially
yeah.
If we did have the reveal and all of a sudden Willow would be like, oh God, oh God, you're my mom and you're, you know, just like a mess of a person.
I think it's going to come out like on the stand from Carly. That's my prediction. Is that this will come out in during this trial or whatever. Is it a trial hearing, whatever it is?
Yeah. Well, and Carly's acting like that's sort of mm-hmm. like a weapon, but how is that going to play out in a way that benefits her and Michael and Willow?
Does Carly think it will benefit them?
Well, she acts like she's sort of got an ace up her sleeve, you know. Mm. I don't know. I mean, I have.
How would it benefit her? I'm trying to think how it would.
I don't think so, but I guess. I mean, it seems like it would still sort of all be the same ultimately, because they already think that. I mean, they already know that she's Wiley's biological grandmother.
Right. Right. So that doesn't change that.
Right. Really. So yeah.
I don't know.
She's Willow's mom. I don't know. It just seems like that's going to be sort of a bummer for Michael.
My puzzler is so puzzled out on real life.
Yeah,
stuff,
yeah. Okay.
Any of these plot twists, they're beyond me. But
yeah. Right. Okay. Well, we could shift to something else if you want.
Okay.
Well,
we got Sasha and Gladys and the photographer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like how Gladys is getting more and more important in the storylines.
Yeah, and not being as petty, you know. She seems like somebody who's got a little bit more character.
And in fact, it's kind of, she's kind of edging out. Like, poor Brando is just seeming like a chunk of wood.
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right. He doesn't realize how little he knows.
Yeah. The relationship that's important right now is Gladys and Sasha.
Yeah.
So that's sort of interesting. We'll see. Will she help Sasha out of her addiction?
Right.
I just like how they brought her on as just a ridiculous farce of a character, Gladys.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think she just showed some chops and they were like, ooh, you know, let's.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's use her.
That. Yeah.
That just also didn't look like enough pills to even get her through a weekend. You know? Not worth the deal.
Right, right. I know. And I'm not sure Sasha has the chops for this storyline. I guess she does.
Yeah, she's either just like a terrified, frazzled, like rabbit.
Yeah, like her face is kind of like stricken and
frozen, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's kind of like Cam when he gets super angry and he goes
right, and does his weird enunciating. And
yeah, yeah.
Yep.
But anywho, you know.
Anywho, we got that. What else do we have? Marshall.
Ugh.
Grampy Marshall. We got like some hints about the mental illness, but YTG couldn't elaborate on this particular medication is used to treat, you know, blah, 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 but, you know, schizophrenia, bipolar, and whatever, you know,
because
dissociative, narcissistic you know, latte ordering, whatever.
I know. I didn't really get that either. Why they couldn't, you know, have even like named it. Why not name it, you know?
Name it. We can Google it.
We can Google it. And then Google. Also, it didn't seem like they had disclosed this to any of the medical professionals treating Marshall, had they?
Oh, I don't know. Well, because I only saw the Marshall storyline today, really, with I don't even know what happened. They got mugged in New York or something. That's what
got mugged. Marshall was showing TJ this back way to get to the jazz club where they were going to meet Molly.
Where were they going to shooby dooby 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 boop bop?
Do some scatting, man.
Because I'm the scat man. Yeah.
And that's when I would have like thrown my TV out the window. Like, I'm done. That's it. Gone to our hospital. But unless it happened off camera, they showed, you know, TJ sharing the bottle of pills with Curtis, and the doctor came out today, right, to give him an update and say he was leaving, and then, you know, they continued their conversation about this history of his, this psychotic drugs, you know, the antipsychotic drugs.
I'm going schizophrenia. Do you want to take a stab at a diagnosis?
No, I just want you to enjoy being right one more time. I know you need that.
I see. You're turning this, so it's okay. Because you're scared. You're just scared to make a prediction.
No, you're probably right. I mean, because was it TJ who said he could have been volatile? Yeah, like that's why.
Yeah.
The explanation for why he thought the family was better off without him. And that kind of makes sense. And so untreated schizophrenia could certainly lead to some volatile behavior.
It can, but since we're in Mental Health Awareness Month, let's point out that the majority of schizophrenic people are not violent.
Right. And it's certainly treatable.
Yes.
So, yeah,
so we've done our PSA.
If you were a schizophrenic who had been diagnosed back when it was probably like the norm to put people away, right?
And not, right. You know, or do electric shock therapy or something. Or, you'd probably be less inclined to reveal it to everyone.
Yeah. So we'll give Marshall, you know, a pass, I guess.
We'll give him a little pass on that.
A tiny little clarinet
of a pass.
Yeah. The tiny clarinet and the small hat, still a
tiny
problem.
Hat. Yeah.
Still a problem, Marshall.
Yeah, bad fashion choices we don't forgive, no matter
and,
what.
You know, and he always, like, I mean, he was a dick when he emerged in Port Charles.
Remember? I like it when you just use a classic word like that, you know.
Thanks.
Good for you.
Thank you. You know, I mean, he was so squirrely when he came into town. He was skulking about, you know. So, like, why did he think anybody would, you know, trust him and not want to try to figure out what his deal was, you know?
And he was super passive aggressive. I didn't like him. He was,
He's just not doing anything.
And what in the world motivates TJ to have this, think he has this bond with Grampy Marshall? I don't know what he's getting out of it. The only one that I see might have a little bit of a bond or a connection is, Trina, oddly enough.
Right.
Like they actually kind of had a moment there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. We'll see what unfolds. I wouldn't be surprised if they shuffled him off once Mental Health Awareness Month is over.
Well, that wouldn't bother me. And it was weird, like, to give TJ like this meaty scene, you know, about all of this stuff. Cause it's just like, again, it's like, This is the most important thing in TJ's life right now. I don't know.
Right. TJ, and like, it's kind of like the Drew syndrome. Like, there's Drew, like, do you want me to facilitate that?
Like, Drew.
Oh my God.
I got to use the word.
And he just looks like such a doof sitting there eating his cereal with his, like, cut off shirt.
Cereal, you know? I know. It's like, so this is the guy calling the shots. This is the guy telling Ned he knows nothing about how to run a media company.
Yeah. And I forget, Michael said something that was so douchebaggy about, like, that was so, like, him having ownership over the world or something, kind of, the way he phrased it. I can't think of what it was. I should write shit down. But I was like, they are really keeping true to character with him on the.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, I thought it was kind of weird when Drew and Ned had that sort of heated discussion. Like, you know, it's like, so, because Drew acts like he's so chill, you know, like he's zen and really is way past like arguing with anybody about anything. But he was kind of like a real dink with Ned again, you know.
And yeah,
like,
they're all being dinky with Ned.
Yeah, and he said something about being away for 2 years in a prison because, you know, it's like, well, yeah, you were away for 2 years. And before that, what the hell did you know about a media company? You know, I mean,
nothing, because like, you weren't even the same person.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did like, though. I don't know why, but I just kind of like that old school Quartermain vibe. Like, you know, Ned coming in his tennis outfit.
And,
and Michael and Willow like dressed, you know, in the conservative, like go to court outfit. And it's so like, here's the Quartermains gathering in their kitchen, you know, wherever the hell they are. I don't know where they are.
Tiny kitchen again. It's way too small to be.
Yeah,
like
we don't know what's going on. And where's Cook? If that's the kitchen, that can't be the kitchen.
Yeah, maybe they have a separate small one where they can actually go. And
they probably have kind of like a Downton Abbey set, like somewhere where the actual cook lives. Like it does. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, I feel bad for Ned. And then I feel like, they did the thing again where Ned's late to Leo's party and Olivia's like, is he doing business again? The evil business, you know?
Yeah, you know, when you pointed that out last time we were talking, I'm glad you did, because I had sort of, like, it's kind of easy to fall into the Olivia frame of mind where you think, yeah, he doesn't have his priorities straight, you know?
Like, yeah, it's like,
why doesn't he drop everything for Leo? But, you know, that isn't how people are, really.
Yeah, people have jobs and they, you know,
a large part of his sense of purpose and it's, you know, his family legacy, so...
You know, if I can help you like that in any little way, I think my job here is
such a source of wisdom to me. You're like my Dante and Phyllis and
Loving Dante. I am loving Dante lately.
Like, he's the most solid character. All of a sudden, like, it's like, give us more Dante. Just have him sit at a table, even if it's like this weird outside set all of a sudden, you know.
That was that same place that Britt had coffee one day. Like, where are we?
I don't know. It's nothing special, right? It's weird.
You know what it looks like to me? I may have just spent too much time at the hospital lately, but it looks like a hospital outside, you know, if you like you're going to go back up to the emergency room in a minute, but you're going to have coffee outside. And
definitely had that feeling to it. Yeah.
Except for the flowers going on.
Yeah. And did we ever see any coffee in the two mugs? I could only see the white of the mug.
I don't know. You're obsessed with that. I'm not sure.
Driving me nuts. I was like, seriously, this guy's a coffee importer and they can't.
Yeah, he should be talking about whether the coffee's good or not, too. Yeah. That should be part of his identity.
But Dante was very, very good. And he is like the truth teller. And he's got the perspective that everybody needs. If only they would listen to him.
I know. Yeah, I'm liking him more and more. And I feel like there in the past, I've been just sort of like, Dante, whatever. And now I'm like, okay, scene with Dante. And I'm kind of happy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's with Sam. And then I'm like,
And it's like, she just seems like kind of a half-wit next to him.
And they're trying to make him kind of like flirty together and fun and like not working. You can put her in any number of print dresses and it just,
it's not enough.
It's not going to work. Print wrap dresses. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did like the various flower arrangements today. There was a beautiful gathering of hydrangea blooms in the Quartermain kitchen thing.
I like a nice hydrangea. I'll say that.
And then there were some weird kind of arrangements at that hospital cafe or wherever they were.
Yeah. Noticed that too. I thought Britt was excellent in the scene with Brad.
Oh, the yoga thing. Yeah. What was Brad doing? Like, what? Jesus, don't anger her. Don't anger the beast, Carly.
Is he like turning into a Selena? I don't know.
Maybe Selena's rubbing off. Yeah.
But Carly's like, when she said to Britt, you know, Brad's an idiot, I thought, yeah. How is Britt going to answer to this when Brad's right behind her? And she's like, yeah, sometimes. Yeah. That was like the perfect answer, you know?
Yeah, and Brad, and you know, if they could have shown Brad being like, yeah, I am, you know, like, yeah. Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah.
I am an idiot.
Yeah. So I liked Britt there. And I like how she's like, you know, she's strong enough to stand up to Carly. And also partly because she respects Carly, I think, and because she's got, you know, her past with Jason, who I feel like is in there somewhere, you know.
Yeah, in the mix of why they're okay with each other.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, she knows it would be important to Jason that she tried, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that was a good little scene. So I could use more Brad. I'd be cool if they brought more Brad storyline on.
Well, you know, I feel like still though they missed out on all that comic relief with him watching over the poker games. Like, we haven't really seen anything except for the beer run.
No, except for the beer run. Yep. Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe they'll let him figure out some role that will be both, you know, funny and purposeful.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, I had some other, if you're kind of done nattering on about the episode.
Oh, no. She is very tired, America.
I am a little tired and trying to get myself back off.
I'm just going to forgive you for that.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was just a little bazinga. for no reason. I saw a headline today about Alexis and a nomination for an award, and so I clicked on it, and I think it was the award.
How the awards work at this point?
Well, okay, don't get snarky, because I was going to add some information about that, and we have misunderstood, and maybe you can research this, because you used to be an information scientist. I don't know how long that mantle holds, you know.
Yeah,
like if there's a time limit on how long you're,
you know, probably like 5 years after you've paid off your student loans.
Okay, so I'm, well, probably, then forever, probably forever. Anyway, it was talking about, and I believe it was the awards that we had our you know, ill-fated episode about the award nominations for the awards the other day. I don't know. Annual. I don't know how people stood to listen to that. I haven't listened to it yet myself. So I feel like
I did think we should apologize for that.
I know. It was all me. I do apologize. I'm pretty dense.
It's like, how does she not know the structure of an award show?
Anyway, the information I'm trying to get to here is that the award that Alexis was up for, which I believe is a Demi, she had to nominate herself.
What?
She had to be considered. And I thought, huh? Okay, just listen. Perhaps that explains why Sonny was not included in that one category. Is that possible?
Nominate himself? Wow.
Is that, I don't know. Can you research that for me? Because I thought that would be the only excuse.
That seems ridiculous, though. I mean, that means only wankers would be nominated.
Is that kind of like people that like their own Facebook post? Because I'm always like, loser. know, like,
yeah, it is. Yeah. But I was also thinking, you know, one other person that we forgot to mention who was snubbed, and maybe this adds to that conversation also, is Ava. Wasn't nominated, and certainly nominated every year, right?
Yeah, she should be. Yeah. So I don't know. And actually, this seemed geared towards like one episode. Remember that episode where Alexis like hugs her childhood self? It was like she was meeting with Kevin. It was like a you know, psychiatrist session. I can't remember what the deal was. Is that ringing a bell?
Not even a little bit.
Wowza. Prevagen over here.
You know that's not enough for us.
Well, anyway, sometime back there was a very moving episode that was all about Alexis, and it was like her sort of life story. So I think they were like talking about it was an award for that one ceremony, or I mean that one
episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just throwing that in the mix because I thought maybe That had something to do with Sunny being overlooked. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm looking a little bit now on Google, and I'm not going to go deep on this right now, but it says at the top, producers may enter their programs for nominations in all categories. Individuals may enter themselves, in parentheses, and their team if the entry is for a team achievement for specific individual awards. Okay. That just seems ridiculous to me. I'm gonna have
I mean
to look
I just wonder if like Maurice Bernard
yeah
like selflessly said, you know, I won in the past and this
right,
is not
right.
my year, something like
yeah.
that, like
yeah that would
he
make
seems
sense.
Like the kind of guy that might have done might do something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just unfortunate because he's so hot, he's so good these days.
Yeah, know? Yeah, anyway, but, I just
yeah.
thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's interesting. I don't really get the sense of that. I mean, I guess it there's, I would think there'd be like a panel of people who would be in charge of the nominations, you know, who are sort of impartial, if that's possible. But I guess I'm wrong.
Well, it's happened before.
there was also because I know you're tired.
yeah, there was one other funny moment I had today where I misunderstood something Brooklyn said.
Yeah,
she was talking about. I think they were fighting. The quartermaids were fighting
yeah.
in that kitchen
uh-huh.
scene, and she said something about. Something death. I think she was saying death cage fight or something.
Yeah, she was. Yep, death cage.
But
fight.
I thought she said death cake, and I spent a good long time thinking about death cake. Death cake. Like, would I want a piece of death cake?
Well, there's like, death by chocolate cake.
Yeah, right.
Maybe. I would have a piece of that right now.
And then I went and asked Rory. I was like, "What did death cake something? I can't remember what the third was word was." And he was like, "Death yeah. cage. Death cage." I was like,
"Yeah."
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, that just really changes the imagery in my head. And
Yeah.
And
sorry,
it kind of made me think of your, what is it you call your macaroni and cheese dish, your signature dish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does that have a name?
Well, it's just like heart attack kind of in cheese.
heart attack by cheese or
something like that. I don't know. Yeah. It's not good for you.
Yeah, it's like the artery clog challenge kind
That's
of a
right. yes.
dish. And it's delicious. It's very rich.
Very rich, yes.
Very rich. Channeling Barb. No, channeling your mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I think that's all I got. So I feel like I got the gist of what happened. I probably did miss some very good scenes.
Especially I think in the sort of Spencer universe, maybe a little bit, but maybe they weren't great scenes, but it just seemed like finally, like when they start spilling the beans, you know, it becomes like a new kind of it sort of rejuvenates the story a little bit, I guess. Although,
all right, well, it's gotta
bam. I don't know, that's not as interesting as
it's getting, it's gotta come to a head soon. I mean, it's really getting tiresome, so
yeah,
we'll see. Anyway.
Yeah. But okay. Anyway, so yeah, there was, and I'm sure we forgot some big stuff, but
oh, no doubt. I wish people out there, no pressure, but we'd love to like have you guys comment or something, you know, at any point.
Just realize that our brains are crusty and dry, and
yeah, like here's what my brain sounds like inside.
Same sound effect from our first annual.
Yeah, it's
Emmy
my it's just like giraffe. Cat toy thing with a little rattle in it. Yeah. So I was up on the bed.
That's right. That is kind of how our brains are, like maracas kind of. That's
yeah.
Our heads are like.
It's like the little neurons sort of firing, but instead of going from one side to the other and delivering the message, mine just like smash into each other and like doop, you know, kind of a
mine don't even try to get in
they don't they
each
just
other.
Don't even get out of the chair, they just like stretch and yawn
look across and, the room yeah. and each other and give them the
yeah
finger.
And they just go like whatever. Okay, anyway, well, it's really fun to be back talking about General Hospital and not like life or death crap and all that good stuff,
right,
so
right.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's great to have you back, Chief.
And apologize for my absence, and I'll get caught up on Hospital. And
yeah. Oh, and I was just one last thought. I was thinking, you know, we're always sort of hankering for an actual Hospital storyline, and of course they give us Marshall.
Marshall,
know?
Right?
You gotta be careful what you wish for, I guess. Huh?
A little bit Elizabeth, but probably
a little bit Elizabeth. That, I was almost hoping she'd have a brain tumor.
I thought, wouldn't that be ironic? She and Franco both having a brain tumor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'd be a little bit romantic if a brain tumor.
Yeah, she could name it Franco. Her little
tumor. Romantic brain tumor storyline. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yep.
Keep it up. And we'll talk in a few days.
Yeah. We'll check in. All right.
All right. See ya.
Okay. Bye.